You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
A government panel has backed the mixing of Covishield and Covaxin shots. Well, more details on that later. Meanwhile, in the US, President Biden has plans to introduce cash rewards for people getting vaccinated. Tune into this COVID Fight podcast on CNBCTV18.com to find out more. This is Kanishka Sarkar bringing you top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, let's take a look at India's infection tally as of July 30th. The country reported a single day spike of over 44,000 new cases. This is the highest in 3 weeks. The daily toll due to the virus dropped below 600, but it was above 500. Moreover, the R factor, which indicates the speed at which COVID infection is spreading in the country, has inched up in the past week, with Kerala and northeastern states reporting a steady rise in cases. According to a Reuters report, the R value hit 1 on July 24th, meaning, on average, every 10 people infected will infect 10 other people. The value has reached 1 for the first time since May, when daily infections were near a peak. Moving on, the subject expert committee is in favor of mixing and matching Covishield and Covaxin doses. It is recommended that permission be granted to a medical college in Vellore for conducting a clinical trial. Well, earlier as well, several experts have favored the mix and match, but they have also cautioned that it was way too soon to say anything certainly. Next is an update on travel restrictions. The Director General of Civil Aviation has further extended the ban on international flights till August 31st. Earlier, the ban on international commercial flights to and from India was supposed to end on July 31st. However, passenger flights under the air travel bubble arrangements and cargo flights will continue their operations. Now here's an update on the fake vaccination drive in Mumbai. The Bombay High Court has directed the Union Government to approve BMC's proposed plan to revaccinate those citizens who had fallen victim to several fake vaccination camps in the city a few months ago. The court has directed the centre to approve the plan with or without modifications within 7 days from now. Meanwhile, in Karnataka, the new chief minister has said that there is need to tighten the borders and take measures to put in place compulsory testing to stop the spread of the virus. Next is an update on vaccination. Industry Chamber, Confederation of Indian Industry has entered into an agreement with Serum Institute of India to accelerate COVID vaccination in small towns and rural areas. The chamber said that the partnership with Serum Institute will help catalyze industry participation to reach out to communities at large. CII President T.V. Narendran said, and I quote, "Overall, industry has been playing a responsible part in ensuring vaccination of workers and their families. But clearly, given the scale and urgency of the vaccination program, we can complement and supplement the efforts of the government in this pivotal mission for the nation." Unquote. A look at pandemic news on the global front. According to reports, Joe Biden has urged states and localities to offer residents $100 to get COVID shots. This move is aimed to move the dial on vaccines. The cash reward for vaccination was one idea in Biden's latest plan to boost lagging vaccination rates in many parts of the nation. Meanwhile, states in the US are racing to use COVID vaccines before they expire. Hundreds of thousands of COVID vaccine doses have been saved from the trash after US regulators extended their expiration date for the second time. It's part of the nationwide effort to salvage expiring shots to battle the nation's summer surge in infections. The Food and Drug Administration had on July 28th sent a letter to vaccine maker Johnson & Johnson declaring that the doses remain safe and effective for at least 6 months when properly stored. The FDA's move gives the shots an extra 6 weeks as public officials press more Americans to get inoculated. Next up, Japan has decided to expand the states of emergency to 3 prefectures near Olympic host Tokyo and the western prefecture of Osaka. This comes as COVID cases are rising in the capital and around the country, overshadowing the summer games. Tokyo is already under its 4th state of emergency since the pandemic began. The new emergency measures will be in effect from August 2nd to August 31st, while existing state of emergency for Tokyo will be extended to August 31st. Moving on, according to an Associated Press report, researchers are trying to unravel why some COVID survivors suffer brain fog and other problems that can last for months. New findings suggest some worrisome overlaps with Alzheimer's disease. One study of older adults in Argentina found a surprising amount of dementia-like changes in the memory and thinking for at least 6 months after a bout with coronavirus, regardless of the severity of the infection. Other researchers found Alzheimer's-related proteins in the blood of New Yorkers whose COVID triggered brain symptoms early on. The preliminary findings were reported at an Alzheimer's Association meeting on July 29. However, experts stress that far more research is needed to tell if COVID might raise the risk of Alzheimer's or other brain problems later in life, or if people eventually recover. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I repeat, that is CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.